FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police say four suspected cash-in-transit robbers who were gunned down on the North Coast are linked to a series of recent heists. They were killed in a shootout with police on the R66 near Gingindlovu on Friday. It's understood explosives were found in the suspect's vehicle, with authorities believing these would have been used in another planned robbery. Police also recovered weapons from the scene. It follows a spate of CIT incidents in KZN, with the most recent being on the N2 near Mdobadoba, where one of two vehicles was bombed on Thursday. In other news, the South African Police Union says it's concerned that a shortage of detectives is leading to a high number of unresolved cases. Responding to questions in Parliament last week, Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu revealed we're facing a detective crisis with over 1 million outstanding case dockets. SAPU spokesperson Lesiba Dogale says salary disparities and overwhelming caseloads could be behind the backlog. He's called for more detective trainees and appointments.
The detective services on its own is not able to retain detectives, and also the lack of allowance for detectives. They go for the specialized courses, which they should be remunerated, and also their humanitarian grounds are not taken into consideration when they apply for the transfers.
And abroad, gusts and torrential rain have blacked out more than 250,000 properties and swamped parts of Australia's east coast. Officials say one driver's been confirmed dead and a dozen troops injured in the wild weather. After days hovering off the coast as a Category 2 tropical cyclone, Alfred weakened into a tropical depression before making landfall near Brisbane last night. As the remnants of the cyclone move inland, hundreds of thousands of people still remain without power. Meanwhile, officials in Japan say the country's worst wildfire in more than half a century has been brought under control. The fire had raged in the mountains around the rural region of Ofunutu for almost 2 weeks. The blaze killed at least one person, damaging over 200 buildings and forcing over 4,000 people to flee their homes. The city's mayor said an aerial survey has revealed the fire no longer poses a risk of spreading. Your top story this hour. KZN police say four suspected cash-in-transit robbers who were gunned down on the North Coast are linked to a series of recent heists. They were killed in a shootout with police on the R66 near Gingindlovu on Friday. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. I'm Tamasha Kanye from the Newswatch team.